comes this funeral procession. Here comes Jesus with his entourage, and naturally they would stop and let the funeral go by. As they go by, he looks at the woman. She's crying. She's a complete stranger. Now here he is, the complete stranger, looks over at her. She's never seen him before, knows not who he is, and says, "Don't cry." Now what would you have felt? Would you have gone, "Oh, I'm sorry"? Probably what you would have done is something like, "Who are you? And how dare you tell me to quit crying?" It gets worse. Look what he does next. "Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still." You see, under Jewish law, if you touched anything to do with death, you were unclean. Nobody touched it if they didn't have to. When he touched the coffin, it was so out of order, so wrong, such a social faux pas, that when he touched that coffin, they stopped. Like, what? Now, you can picture this. And not only does that, he says to the dead boy, "Get up." Now, mamas, you just buried, or you're in the process of burying your son. He's dead. Your heart is breaking. And some complete stranger tells him to get up. What would you now be feeling? I think that this woman was probably furious with Jesus. Wouldn't you think? "Get up." "I turned to the kid I had assigned." Oh, by the way, how long have you been asking the kids, "What do you feel?" The mama, "Oh, I was angry." "I turned to the pallbearer." What would you be feeling? Totally at shock. "I turned to the one who was the Apostle Peter." What would you have been feeling? He said, "You know what it's like when you're a teenager and your daddy keeps doing stupid stuff?" He said, "I've been thinking, oh, he's doing something again. Okay."